In this video, I want to show you how to use Publisher to create a calendar. So right now I'm looking at the screen that comes up when you first start Publisher, and we can see the various categories of templates, and you'll notice that we've got a calendars option, so I'm going to click on that, and Publisher shows us a variety of different calendar templates that are available. We have a huge variety of templates that you can choose from to create various styles of calendars. So I'm just going to pick one at random, and you'll notice that over on the right we have different options that we can set for the calendar. The first option is the color scheme. I'm going to go with the default template colors, but we can choose other options if we like. We have all kinds of different color schemes that we can choose from, or we can even create our own color scheme. But I'm going to cancel out of this and go with the default. We can also choose a new font scheme if we like. We have all kinds of different font schemes, and a font scheme is really nothing more than just a collection of fonts that look good together. I'm just going to set this back to the default template font. We have a business information option, and what this is Publisher allows you to store information about your business within Publisher. I'm going to be showing you how this works later on in the book, but if you've imported business information into Publisher, you can have that information automatically included in the calendars that you create. The next option available to us is the page size option. Right now the calendar is set to use a landscape format, but we can choose portrait if we want to. Finally, we can choose the time frame for the calendar. Right now the calendar is set to use 1 month per page, but we could set the calendar to use 1 year per page if we wanted. And you'll notice that we have a set calendar dates option. If I click this, you can see that right now the calendar is only a calendar for June of 2010. It doesn't have to be that way though. Let's say that I wanted to create a calendar that gave me between now, June 2010, and the end of the year. To do that, I would just click on this down arrow and I would pick December. So when I click OK, I would create a calendar that goes from June to December of 2010. So I'm just going to set this back to June and click OK. And to create the calendar, all we have to do is click the Create button and the calendar is created. Now, like any other type of Publisher document, a calendar is fully customizable. Take this picture, for example. If we didn't like it, we could easily change it. All we have to do is select the picture, right-click on it, and go to Change Picture. And we can pick something else that we like better. And lo and behold, the picture has been changed. So that's just a sample of how calendars work in Publisher 2010.